The Murder of the Maharaja by H.R.F. Keating. Chapter 1. They were on their way, at the start of the first day of April in the year of grace 1930, under the Indian sun. 12 people, very different people, some from very different countries, all with very different ideas of the rules of the game, but on their way, in different fashions, to a meeting. A meeting with murder. In the tangled jungle of the hills on the far outskirts of the state of Bhopur, a man was on his way. He was an almost nameless man, and he was on his way to a man with as many names and titles as almost any other in the world. Clad only in a wisp of loincloth, he was on his way at a steady loping run to His Highness Maharaja Dhiraj Raj Rajeshwar Lieutenant Colonel Sri 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 Sai Bahadur Mahapundit Mahasurma Sir Albert Singh Ji, Grand Commander of the Order of the Star of India, Grand Commander of the Order of the Indian Empire, Doctor of Literature, Benares, Maharaja of Bhopur. He was bringing him a gift, a rare gift. It was a gift he had found, deep, deep in the jungle that was his home. This almost nameless man from an almost nameless tribe, living a life that seldom came into any contact with the great world outside. It was a very simple life, but it had its rules, and one of those rules concerned what the man had found hidden in the deepest green of the jungle. A piece of bark. Nothing more than a piece of bark, a chunky knot that had chanced to form on the trunk of a tree, the sapura tree, that normally had only the thinnest of skins. But it was precious, this knot of bark, precious and...